Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour here of the Live Sunday edition. Open phones, as always, at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about immigration, which led to a discussion about the supposed free market.
The free market capitalism at its best.
We'd all like to see the free market. I don't use the word capitalism along with the free market. Like, hey, I'm not opposed to people that want to do capitalism, but if somebody wants to have a commune in the free market, they should be free to do that too. I wouldn't ever want to impose a particular system on anybody else. So, in my opinion, the free market is just leaving people alone, you know, letting people make their own choices for themselves and their property with, you know, the idea of property rights, I think, respected. Sure. But beyond the basic concept of property rights, the free market is just letting people be and not having a bunch of regulations imposed by total strangers, which is what the government gang is. It's just a bunch of people, for the most part, that you don't know. I mean, if you're in a super small town, then you probably do know them. But either way, they're... I don't want them telling me what to do. They don't know my business, and they don't deserve to know, you know, what I'm doing. So those are some of the things we've been discussing here tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
John is in Nebraska. He was on the line with us. Actually, not John. We're getting to John. Duncan in Missouri was on the line with us, and he had some comments listening to KWTO in Springfield. You were calling about your...
Dairy farming put out of business.
Right, your frustrations in the dairy farming business. Go ahead. I wanted you to have a chance to really kind of explain what you were saying.
Well, and I consider myself a success. I got to keep my farm and my wife, and most dairy farmers don't, that are smaller. Mm. But anyway, the bigger dairies, and I love them, they're family owned, but they're not afraid to go and borrow to milk 20,000 cows. We're size and scale and efficiency. You know, you just make that model bigger. When we were milking 100 cows, it just didn't fit into the system.
Yeah, well, borrowing is part of it, too. I mean, you can incur some debt if you think it's going to pay off later. It's just a risk.
Well, it's true, but I'm not – there's only so much your family unit or your wife can do and that
sure.
I can do. And there's more to milking the – there's more to a dairy than just milking cows. It's managing
yep.
feed, managing the land, managing all the agencies, bureaucracies, milk quality, calf raising, breeding. I mean, it's not what you think it is. It's crazy. But my point on the immigration is what allowed those bigger dairies to have the labor force that they needed was, in a big part, illegal immigrants. And I get those facts. I had a good friend who started a soap business, and we're not that far from western Kansas where the big dairies are. He would actually go to the farms and try to peddle his soap.
All right, you do understand that the free market would allow for those big dairy farms to hire workers who are now considered illegal immigrants anyway, right?
Well, the thing about it is, if they're not documented workers, then they're driving my labor, what I do as a profession. If they're hiring illegal workers,
right.
then they're making my time worth less.
But if it's a free market...
I don't think he's asking for a free market, is he? I don't think he's supporting a free market.
Well, the first thing he said was the free market works with if you follow the laws. That was his initial statement.
Which is contradictory because there are no... If you have a free market, there aren't a bunch of laws standing in your way.
That's what I'm pointing at.
Yeah.
Well, my point is maybe we don't have a free market, but the dairy operators, the dairy owners knowingly hired people to do their tasks on the farm with illegal workers.
Good for them.
Me out of business.
Sorry you weren't able to compete.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, well, but you know, maybe you should have hired some of them yourself. I don't know.
That's not, and I had the chance to do that, but I felt like as an American citizen, I'm not going to break the laws.
I mean, so you were afraid of the government, you know, possibly destroying your life and killing you and your family. It's understandable.
someone has to stand up eventually and say that this isn't working. And I took
But it's working for the big dairy farms.
Well, there's also a lot of as I understand it, I'm not in the business, so this is me from the outside having heard things about it. You did mention the regulatory bureaucracies, that there's a lot of hoop jumping to deal with in order to be in the dairy business. And as I understand it, there's also, are there not subsidies towards some of these bigger farmers from the government as well?
There are. You know, I'm personally against subsidies. But
me too.
Here's the deal. If you don't take that money and it's still on the table and you don't bring it into your county and to your family,
someone will.
That's the way. But, you know, at the end of the journey, I started a Farmstead Creamery, and you talked about state bureaucracy. And I thought jumping through all those hoops was my biggest problem when I was getting my cheese plant and my yogurt plant up and going. And then I figured out after I got that done and they just kept throwing stuff at me and I got that done, my biggest problem was the market. We are so advanced, and consumers do not give folks a second chance. If your product isn't spot on day one, minute one, you're done.
Yeah.
And that,
I kind of wish that were true in more industries.
Well,
hey, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for the call, Duncan. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the inside scoop there into your business. And as he was pointing out there, you know, he put a tremendous amount of effort into jumping through all these regulatory hoops.
Of course.
And God knows how much money in order to jump through those hoops to get his cheese or whatever business, yogurt business it was, off the ground. And then after you've then thrown in a ton of money and time into all these regulatory compliance issues, then you've got to actually do the business. Right? Yeah. Then you've got to put the product out. Then you've got to compete with the competitors, and you're already behind the ball by $100, $200, $300,000, whatever the various different costs were. And as he's pointing out, then, you know, if you're not ready to go and have the best product available right out the gate, then it's tough competition.
Yeah.
So that sucks. And it's because of the government that made it so that he couldn't spend that. I'm just picking a number out of thin air, right?
Sure.
Let's say it was $300,000 just in regulatory compliance costs. That's money that he couldn't spend on his actual business, on doing things that would make his product better or service better and more competitive. Sad.
It is sad, but his initial statement prior to the break was that the free market needed rules and regulations.
And that is false. That is not a free market.
Correct.
Yeah.
But then he was, on one side of the mouth, he was arguing in favor of those when they were going to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in and working for his competitors. And on the other side of his mouth, arguing against them because it was preventing him from moving on with his business.
Yeah, that so is...
If you're going to advocate for it, take the good with the bad, man.
Yeah, that's a great point, Richie. And I think it deserves... further study here, the idea that Americans are incredibly unprincipled when it comes to freedom. They can understand how, if they're in business, how regulations hurt their business. They can see it because they're experiencing it. They're feeling it. They know how deleterious those things can be, how time-wasting they are, time-consuming, money, resource-consuming. And they can see that that's money and time they could spend elsewhere, but they can't because there's men with guns who will show up and, threaten their lives if they don't jump through the hoops. But at the same time, they also want those regulations to exist for all their competition and for everybody else in every other business. So they want to be free from the regulations themselves, but they don't want the regulations to go away because they are convinced that they're somehow benefiting from them.
Well, and that's when the cronyism comes in, when you get big enough as an organization to be able to bear the cost of the burden. You write the regulations that burdens your competitors even more.
Yeah, it's sick. It's a sickness, and people need to... let it go. I mean, they need to realize that it's not helping people.
I just want the consistency.
Yeah.
You're either for it or you're against it based on principles of the matter.
So, yeah, if you're against regulations for yourself, and you should be, go ahead and just be against regulations for everyone else, including your competition. Be against regulations and be against taxes across the board, because we'll all benefit from that. And, of course, the fearmongers will come and say, but people will do bad things. But dangerous products, dangerous services. We need regulations to protect the consumers.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. But the reality of it is that regulations actually protect the people who've been in business the longest, the people who have the most political connections in the world of politics, and that's usually not you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And as far as protecting consumers, I say leave that to the marketplace. The fact is, businesses do not have an incentive to hurt their customers. And with competition, you'll see safety and things like that improve. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Number's 855-450, free like freedom. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great site to go to learn about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin Cash. over at Bitcoin.com. And they've got a brand newish site started in the summer of 2019 at local.bitcoin.com that lets you buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, which means there's no identification requirements to sign up for the site over at local.bitcoin.com. Get started trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. It's the live Sunday edition here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
And, wow, full phones on a Sunday night here.
Immigration, man. Freeze them out.
We really haven't even been talking that much about immigration.
We got started and they called in.
It's true. We did start with immigration. And a lot of people have opinions, so we're going to get to your calls and thoughts, starting out with John in Nebraska watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I kind of disagree with you on the rules and regulations. I think that we do need... We need to protect consumers, and I think that big corporations, they could care less, obviously, about the rules and regulations. I mean, just, I guess, for example, you just look at the history of seatbelt and how hard those companies fought, those car companies fought against seatbelts. You know, I mean, that's just an example right there. You know, it was good for the consumer, and it's a good law that we have. You know, it's something that was brought to you, you know, by somebody who wanted.
Were consumers not demanding safety in vehicles at the time?
You know, I would say some were, and others were just like, I really don't care. You know, I'm sure there's lots of people who bought cars and didn't care.
So if you cared about safety, could you have like an aftermarket seatbelt installed on your vehicle?
I think you can. Yeah, I mean. You know, but,
those that didn't care, they were free to take whatever risk they wanted in their car.
Right, but you see, like if the problem is if you get a ride with somebody in a car, you know, and there's no seatbelt, you get where I'm going with that. Like
yeah,
you're not
don't take the ride.
So, do you think that regulations in fact protect consumers?
Okay, but let's all right. So yeah, I mean yes, rules and regulations do protect the consumers and. If there were none, I mean, you could look. I mean,
so you believe? Hold on, John. I just want to be clear. You don't think seatbelts would exist if it weren't for government?
Well, I mean, there are people who fought for it, obviously within the government. I mean, there's, you know, like
you do know that car companies. I mean, just to clarify, you do know that car companies sell their cars based on how safe they are. There's all kinds of safety features.
To his credit, though, they did fight against the seatbelt regulation at the time.
Well, I would fight against regulations, too, no matter what the regulations were. But that doesn't mean that
even
they would...
Even if it saved lives?
If the customers want it, they'll put it in their cars.
That's why I asked if you could put it in Apple.
So that's what I'm saying here, is if that's what people are demanding, it will happen. They won't fight against what their customers want. And if you look at the way autos are sold today, there's frequently safety ratings and things like that. Oh, well, we've got a 5-star safety rating. This car's got this airbag and that airbag and, you know, all this, you know, stuff that they don't necessarily have to have, but they do, in a lot of cases, have. They go over and above whatever the legal mandatory minimums are. And that's true in a lot of industries where their safety standards are actually much higher than what the government requires. So, and a lot of that's brought on by the marketplace.
With some companies, yes. I mean, but with others, I mean, like...
So support those companies.
There's people who don't care, you know.
Then don't give them your business.
Yeah. Well, and let them not care.
But to an unknowing consumer, I mean, you know, you can't...
The ignorant consumer argument, right? So because some people are not going to pay attention, because some people are not going to do their due diligence, we need to have a humongous bureaucracy out there to try to protect those people from making mistakes. Is that right?
But you have to understand, if there's no rules and regulations that state that they have to state what's inside their product or whatever they're making or whatever the product is, you know, like, let's say there's something that's contaminated in your food and, you know, like, I guess that's a bad example, but let's say
because that happens anyway, right?
There's lead in your paint,
mm-hmm.
and you're painting your room or something, you're in your house.
Don't eat the paint.
Lead paint was advertised as lead paint. It wasn't like a thing people found out about later.
Right. And, you know, most people don't eat the paint. It's the babies that, like, walk around on the floor and then, you know, eat their, you know, whatever's on their hands, that kind of thing. So
you get what I'm trying to say, right? I mean,
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that we need to have a regulatory massive state out there to protect people who don't want to do research. And
the modern day corollary is helmet laws, right? A lot of states have helmet laws for motorcycles. Some states don't.
That's a good example. You look at the CDC, you go to their website, and you see how much that costs us, you know, as far as medical bills, our tax dollars, when people don't wear helmets. You see how many people get hurt. It's insane. And
well, that sounds like a problem with
helmets.
Socialism to me. If you have to pay for someone else's mistake.
No, it causes your bill to go. Like, if a hospital, if someone gets hurt and they can't pay for it, mm-hmm. The hospital has to find a way to come up with that money.
Right. You're talking about because government forces hospitals to take on patients that can't afford to pay, right?
To be fair, that would be somewhat of an issue anyway, because if you have somebody come in unconscious mm-hmm. or partially conscious, the hospital's not necessarily going to be like, well, go dig up your financial statements first. They're going to treat them and hope they pay, and then the overhead is people who never pay
should
the bill.
Should we stop people from taking risks then? I mean, should we stop people from jumping out of airplanes while we're at it as well?
Should we not have empathy? Should we not care about our
Well, no, we shouldn't have empathy. We should have logic.
No, I agree with empathy. I totally agree with it. But to
make decisions based on empathy.
To have empathy with other people means being able to put yourself in their shoes and understand how it could feel to be in that position. But just because we have empathy doesn't mean that it's okay to use violence to threaten our neighbors, right?
Violence? Where are you going?
What do you
violence?
Think? What do you think backs up all the government rules and regulations?
Okay, obviously there has to be people there to enforce the law.
Yeah. I mean, what do they use?
But look, I can agree with you on, like, you shouldn't have to pay a ton of money for a fishing or hunting permit or license or whatever mm-hmm. like that. And I agree with you. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have to pay a bunch of money to go get a food handler's permit. But the classes still should be there. The education should still be available, and the permit should still there's reasons
voluntarily by a third party organization, not the state.
Okay, so I've taken these food safety government regulated classes, and there was nothing really in there that you shouldn't just know as a human being who's walking around.
Well, but he's against those. So, like, you're in favor of some regulations, but you're against some other regulations.
So he said they should be the classes.
No, wait. I'm for the food handler's permit. Believe me, there's a lot of people who should not be handling food right now, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, you shouldn't have to pay a ton of money to go take that class, you know, or whatever. There's, like, different levels of them.
What about a food handling certification as opposed to a permit? Because one shows that you voluntarily went to go get the education. One's a permission slip from the state.
I mean, if they're equal in knowledge and, you know, learning and understanding,
certification's probably going to be higher quality.
John, I want to say thanks for the call tonight. I really do appreciate your perspective. Thanks for sharing it with us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But what if you just want to sell some food to your neighbors out of your own kitchen? Most places, that is illegal, and it doesn't matter how well, how well trained you've been in the business.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There were two attacks on New York City police officers just a few hours apart. Two officers were wounded by the same man who first fired into a police van late on Sunday. Then he opened fire inside a police precinct in the morning.
These officers handled such a horrific situation with heroism, with extraordinary skill.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The suspect ran out of bullets, then was taken into custody.
It is only by the grace of God and the heroic actions of those inside the building that took him into custody that we are not talking about police officers murdered inside a New York City police precinct.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea. Both officers are expected to recover. A man with a knife was arrested outside of the White House on Saturday. He approached a Secret Service officer saying he was there to assassinate the president. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, the Edge wallet. Want to make sure you know about it. It's a great wallet for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, Bitcoin SV, various different Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and several others. You can go and get your Edge wallet at the iOS or Android app stores and buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet or go to their website and learn more about the technology behind Edge at edge.app. That's E-D-G-E, edge.app. As we continue, we'll take more of your calls and thoughts about what you want. Coming up, a major crackdown in Tampa Bay against unlicensed contractors leading to the arrest of more than 100 productive people. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to John. He's in Florida to start things out here. John, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're watching us on the Twitch video platform at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Yes, this really hit home with me because about 2 years ago, me and my buddy, we were trying to get out under the thumb of, you know, working at our 9-to-5 jobs, and so we were going to start a business. His grandpa had a zero-turn motor mower. I had my uncle. I had me
I don't know what happened to your audio there, but it just cut out pretty bad. Make sure you talk right into your phone.
Okay, how about now? We're good now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a leaf blower, and his grandpa had a zero-turn motor, a mower, and we were getting a little bit of equipment together, and we started off with one lawn, and when we worked up, we had about 7-8 lawns, and we took over from this one guy. We were able to give our prices, so he was like charging them $100 a month, and we were doing them for 50. Mm-hmm. And I think he's the one who said something. And so we
undercut his market, that's why.
Yeah, well, code enforcement from the county came out, and they came over and stopped it. And the guy comes out, and he says, you have your permits. You have your bonds. Well, me and my buddy, he tells me I had to stop working right then. Well, wow. Guess what? This market is rigged from the top to the bottom. But yeah, you have to register your landscaping business name. You got to select the business structure. You need you got to register the landscaping business. You got to open a business checking bank account. You got to hide taxes. You need an accountant. You got to get liability insurance.
All this just to go and cut someone's grass.
What you should be able to do is like a 15-year-old with a lawnmower over the summer.
They used to have, 12-year-olds who...
Or 12.
Yeah, were able to do that because there were no regulations. Maybe they couldn't get as far and do as many lawns, but...
Yeah, and we've seen stories like that up here. And I don't remember, it was Massachusetts. I think it was Massachusetts or something like that, where some teenagers were targeted by code enforcement because they didn't have their snow shovelers permit or whatever, and they were shoveling people's walkways and driveways and things like that. And it's just absolutely insane. So what happened, John? I mean, did they run you out of business?
Oh yeah, they threatened to throw us in jail, and then that wasn't all we needed. We had to sign up with OSHA. We needed a city license. They wanted us to have workers' compensation. I mean, it was just ridiculous. We had to register as contractors, and the other thing, I couldn't get a job picking oranges either because around here, back in 2008 when jobs were really bad, I went to go sign up to do orange picking. And what happened was, you get paid, it's $10.25, but that is, let's say you have your own car and you have your own house and transportation, you got paid $7.25 if you, like, took your bus and they had, a little commune that you could stay at. Mm-hmm. So you got paid $3 more, though, if you had all your, like, you drove and everything.
Well, that kind of makes sense, though, because you're not costing them the money.
Correct. Well, what happened was I went to two different places. I was told I was overqualified, and I had been working at a Steak and Shake.
John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I do miss Steak and Shake, I got to say. I don't know if you know what Steak and Shake is.
I'm familiar with it. I have never had one.
It's a good product. I mean, it's fast food, but it's made to order. Steak burgers is what they kind of make their name on. But they're 24 hours a day, which is the nice part about Steak and Shake. And the service is sort of notoriously bad, at least in my experience. Like, it's not particularly good, but the food's pretty decent, and the prices were all right. And it was nice for me when I worked in overnights in radio. If it was 5 in the morning or whatever, I'm getting off work, I could just go and grab a burger and, strawberry shortcake or something like that. And they don't have them up here.
There's a handful of, those type of burger places where it's so regional. Mm-hmm. You have to be in the area to know about it.
Right.
Right? Like out west, it's In-N-Out Burger.
Yep, I've heard about them.
And Whataburger is popular and...
Exactly.
Smash burgers on the rise in some places.
Let's continue. We have Dan in Vermont on the line with us, listening to WVMT. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Hey, so I moved to Vermont in 2001. My wife and I had two young kids, so we used to have the younger one, go to a little mom-and-pop daycare, down the street. Usually, like a grandma or stay-at-home mom would take in a few kids and, three, four kids. And what's happened over the years is that here in the People's Republic, the state basically started regulating that more and more, so that basically it's ironic because the cost of childcare keeps going up, and then all the Democratic progressive controlled legislature keeps saying, oh, well, we need to increase the subsidies for that to help pay for the cost, but they've literally made it more expensive because the mom and pop operations or the woman down the street, you know, taking three or four toddlers in, got regulated out. And then basically the state is going to a system where you pretty much often have to have like a college degree in like early childhood ed, you know, to work in these places. They're moving in that direction.
It's crazy.
And then ironically,
that's their actual goal, though, because if they raise the prices, if they regulate it so that so much that they, quote, have to subsidize it, then now they get to control it because they're subsidizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's exactly the down. And they already first started authorizing about 10 to 15 hours of state paid child care at the within the schools. So if you have a pre-K kid, they can go like 10 hours free. Yeah, and it's funny because now they're having these crises where they're saying, oh, look, we have a child care crisis. And then they're trying to raise the minimum wage at the same time, you know, up above 12. They're trying to move to $15 an hour. And then they say, and then they have all these stories where the young families can't afford it. And but it's funny because enough people remember it wasn't too long ago that the state essentially drove the mom and pop child cares out of business. And so it's no wonder that there's a crisis because there's less supply of child care providers.
But now you're saying that they can put them in state hands for 10 hours a week or something like that?
So that was a way. Because we've had declining the state budget keeps going up for education, even though we have declining enrollment here in the People's Republic.
Of course.
And one of the things they did was to help the school budget survive was they said, oh, okay, well, we'll start counting students who go for just 10 hours towards the student count of the school because we have a statewide pool of education money. It's not per town. It all goes into the state, then it gets redistributed back.
It should be so easy just to, like, drop it off at the neighbor's house, right? Like, the mom and pop shop.
They used to be regulated basically on size. So if you had, I think, above 6 or 8 kids, you know, there was at least a registration and minimal safety inspection and things like that. But it used to be if you were under a certain number of kids, you weren't regulated.
Put them in the asbestos room.
Right. Well, the funny thing is
that helps your market.
If there's, you know, parents, a father and a mother, if there's something sketchy at the child care down the street or you don't think this person's doing a good enough job, you'll pull your kid out.
Right.
Real quick.
The market can handle it. And you're absolutely right on, Dan. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. And it's Dan there in Vermont, or as he calls it, the People's Republic of Vermont. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here, and you can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Tyler C., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that Tyler contributes $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a program that allows you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations around the United States and possibly beyond. And that can help us get the ideas of liberty into more people's heads, which is a valuable thing, I think. Maybe you value these ideas and you want to help us do that. Please join as Tyler C. has done over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
Combat these callers asking for more regulations.
Indeed. We've actually had a really good show tonight. I appreciate all the folks that have weighed in here, even if we don't agree, because that's what makes talk radio the most interesting, is when people don't agree with each other. So I'm grateful for those calls. Some people are still convinced that they need to have a government regulatory structure to protect people, that if it weren't for regulations, that people would be in grave danger.
Dun, dun, dun.
And usually from corporations, which is odd because corporations are creatures of the state.
What do you mean by that?
So the state created a thing called a corporation, which allows you to sever liability, which is just responsibility for your actions,
right,
from yourself.
That's
so
true.
You could say, oh, that wasn't me. That was business me.
Yes.
And so if something went wrong with my business and I created a car that kills 7 million people, I'd just be like, well, you could take all my business assets,
mm-hmm,
that I had assigned to that business.
But not my own house.
But I'm not paying for that, and you can't hold me responsible in any way, so peace.
Yeah,
I'll just
true.
Go open another corporation then.
Oh, that's true. It's the benefit of the corporation.
It doesn't bar you from the industry.
Right.
It just protects you as a person. And the assets that were assigned by you to that specific corporation,
correct,
you can lose.
Aside from the limited liability aspect, I am not convinced that some sort of corporate structure would not exist absent the state. Like, I can see...
Well, that's kind of the thing that makes it that structure.
You're talking about you're saying that if there was no state, if there was no coercive government that we had,
right,
that someone who wanted to create a business would still have some kind of a legal entity or some sort of representation on paper of that business, because that's what a corporation is, right? It's just
somewhat,
paper filing, you know, in a folder somewhere that says so and so is doing business as this entity.
I believe so, because if you want to have large businesses, which I don't think will go the way of the dodo, absent the state, right? You need one individual is not going to have like the startup capital. So the easiest way to like build your startup capital is to entice investors with future profits, right? And once you start getting investors, the easiest way to manage investors, it seems to be to me, to offer shares of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So they would then be bought into ownership of the company, but they would also be bought into liability absent the state without that coverage. So it still wouldn't be...
Well, that would be a lot less... There's also other reasons I think that the stock market would be a lot less common in the absence of the state and the tax regulations, but that in and of itself would make stock way less common because... That's a lot of risk. You have to actually pay attention to what's going on.
Yes.
That's going to disincentivize people from doing it, as it should. I don't think that most businesses would be anywhere near what they are. You know, the apex business in that industry. So, you know, Walmart, Amazon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
But the argument that I hear a lot is, like, absent the state, we wouldn't have corporations.
Well, we wouldn't, because that's what a corporation is. We also wouldn't
the
have 401ks.
Right.
You mean there would be businesses, but not corporations.
There would be businesses structured similarly to that of corporations, where you have
shares,
the owner, mm-hmm. shares,
yeah.
stockholders.
Those could all be private contracts.
They could right. be, which is why I believe it would exist
in
some
form.
You may
still need a lawyer or something to set it up for you.
Possibly.
Or a professional who
right.
does that
so
sort of thing.
I'm just saying, like, when I hear the argument, like, corporations won't exist, I hear the argument about the limited liability. I understand that they're created by the state, and therefore, you know, in the current iteration would not exist. But I don't think that the way corporations are structured would disappear overnight.
But that is the way corporations are structured. If three people get together and do a thing, and they mess up, then those three people are liable and responsible for their actions.
Right, but what happens?
Absent the state.
But what happens when you sell thousands of shares into an organization and put that available? Then you have that.
I don't think anybody would do that because in the absence of the state, that would be insane.
No, I don't think so.
Well, why couldn't you have shareholders who don't have liability?
Because they own the company.
But you could still disclaim liability, couldn't you? Like, I just want to give you some money. If you fail, then I don't get my money back. And if you succeed, then I get my money back. But if you fail, as in, like, you are held liable for some sort of damage that you've done, then I still should not be, you know,
well,
as part of my contract.
Okay, so, but the victim isn't a part of that contract.
Yeah.
You're going to contract with everybody on Earth? Okay, in case he harms you.
No. You contract with the corporation, and then depending if you want to have, like, different tiers of stock ownership, right, liability stock and non-liability stock.
And then the liability people would get better dividends or whatever,
obviously,
right?
Yeah. Right, because they're absorbing more of the risk. Then the victim would still sue the corporation, and everyone who's a liability stock owner would be on the.
I don't think you're wrong about this. I think that it's what's confusing the conversation is the use of the word corporation, because it's when you're saying it, you're using it in a sort of dual meaning. You're using it on one hand to mean the legal filing of the corporation,
right.
And then you're also referring to it sort of interchangeably with the word business. And a lot of people do that, where they'll call a business a corporation.
Well, a mom and pop shop is a business.
Usually a corporation as well, because a lot of those are incorporated.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Almost always.
Okay.
Because they're paying taxes, usually, right?
Sure.
And so in order to do that, they've probably got some sort of a LLC or S corporation or sole proprietorship or whatever, right?
And if you can come up with a better word to describe, like...
Business.
What, just business?
Well, the problem is a corporation is literally a legal status.
I got it. I'm not even arguing that.
There's literally no such thing as a corporation.
Which is why I also said corporate structure, because I don't have a term
for it.
There's
also no such thing
business
as
structure.
Okay, fine.
Severing liability from your actions.
Right, and come up with a term for that, and I'll use that term. But I don't have a better way to describe.
But I don't see how, absent the state, you can sever liability from your actions. Because if I own a thing and it harms someone, I'm responsible for that. If I own a dog and it harms someone, I'm responsible for that. If I own one-tenth of a dog and it bites someone, I'm still responsible.
But you are not wholly responsible if there's like 1,000 shareholders with equal liability.
I mean, you could argue that I'm 1/1,000th responsible, but I'm not just walking away from that.
Well, it could just simply be that, and again, we're speculating about what might happen in this fantasy world with no state that we'll be amazed to reach in our lifetimes, right? But if that were to actually occur, maybe it would be commonly accepted that businesses are not to be held liable beyond their assets. You know, that the individuals who are involved.
That makes the weird assumption that a business is a separate thing.
Well, that's
from
what
the
idea of a corporation is, right? It's this legal fiction that the lawyers have said, alakazam, there is now this thing,
right?
This corporation. It's in there, the name corp, right? Like body, corpus or whatever.
Sure. And if you want me to not use that term, then.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, well,
I do think you shouldn't use that term for something that's not a corporation because it confuses the issue.
I agree with that.
All the problems that come with it would disappear.
So I'll use the term business then. I think there will be businesses set up with shareholders who are then going to be held liable for whatever goes wrong. Right?
Like, or the reverse.
Yeah, if they're held liable, that gets rid of most of the issues that you have, that you see today.
Well, and that's the only other argument against corporations as it stands today is they sever the liability. And I think when I hear people argue against that in terms of absent the state, what it'll look like, I still don't think it's going to look significantly different. It just will be structured. The business will be structured.
But I do think that most things will be structured significantly different. There's no reason for a restaurant that sells hamburgers to need to be set up that way. Maybe if you're an airline, you need to own several airports in order for that to be functional.
And I said larger businesses that will have to stay in operation.
But right now you're doing that with everything. If you sell a car and it catches on fire, you could just walk away from that.
Maybe insurance could be a factor here where a company could purchase liability insurance that would protect them protect the investors.
Investor insurance.
Right, so like they would pay, you know, if there was some sort of a judgment against that company that went beyond what they could afford to pay, then the insurance would kick in the rest.
The insurance would have to evaluate what kind of risk that was before they wrote a $10 million policy.
I still think you have CEOs, board of directors, and shareholders.
That's probably true. So business structure. Whatever.
Call it what you want.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You join us. We got a full hour to go here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday show.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.